Good morning, welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday the 12th of May. Is it a historical day? I'm nervous. Will the clock stop ticking? I'm very, very nervous. I have no horses today, but let's run through the Premier League, just my thoughts and some price notices. Brighton, Man City, I think City, if I was doing anything here, I'd lay to back them. I think this is going to be a war of attrition. I'm well aware of what's on the line and City will be, but Brighton are not going to go and lie down, and they've proven a side that can be difficult to break down. So I think City are going to be like a woodpecker pecking away to try and get through, but it may take longer than some of us are hoping, and at low risk at 1.2. Not a lot of damage in laying to back City. They may fly out and get an early goal, but for the risk, I'd want to be playing it that way. Burnley-Arsenal, no idea. You know, Arsenal can be anything, go to Valencia and win comfortably, go away in the Premier League, and they've been absolutely diabolical. So it's not a game I'd want to get involved with there. You know, Burnley can prove quite stubborn, a breakdown. Certainly wouldn't want to be back in Arsenal at 2.2. Palace, think, are a little bit short against Bournemouth. I'd like to have seen them around the even money mark, 1.9, couldn't get involved. Fulham and Newcastle, both the same price, both 2.74. If I had to pick one at those prices, I'd rather be on Newcastle. Leicester, I think, are a little bit short against Chelsea, 2.5. Chelsea 2.98. I suppose Chelsea having secured top four, but yeah, again, a game I wouldn't want to be involved with. I wouldn't want to be back in Leicester at 6-4. Chelsea are quite appealing at 2-1, but it's what Chelsea turns up. Liverpool, got to adopt the Barcelona theorem, haven't we? If you can beat Barcelona 4-0, it's Wolves to the slaughter. It should be 8-9-0, shouldn't it? 1.33, again, wouldn't want to get involved. In the game, do expect Liverpool to win. Man United got to be too short at 1.3. That may well be the shortest they've been this year. I'm not sure. I haven't checked that. Don't know what they were when they played Huddersfield at home. But United, I couldn't be backing United at 1.29. I'd have to lay them at 1.3. The club's an absolute shambles. Needs a massive clear out. Got the wrong manager in my opinion. Cardiff, yes, they're down. They're not going to roll over. Man United may well win, but I'd have to be a layer at that price. Southampton, I think, are a nap, 1.43. Was on the Friday pod as a sort of mention, home mention. Tottenham, no Son, no Kane, against an improved Everton. Carnival atmosphere, the exertions of midweek. Can't say that I'd want to be on Tottenham at 2.22. I think this will be a tough old game, quite a tight game. I don't think either side are really going to play full-flowing, out-and-out attacking football. I think they'll nullify each other a little bit. Tottenham obviously just need to get a point. And not ship a load of goals. So I think they'll be keeping it quite tight. And obviously without Son and Kane, it will fall to Moura to perhaps get the goals. But yeah, as I say, after midweek, wouldn't want to be on either of them. And Watford, I think, a small value against West Ham. Watford at 2.3. I think there's small value to finish their campaign with a home win. So that is that. I have a couple of football trades, starting with that Liverpool-Wolves game. It would be a lay to back the over 3.5, 2.64 Liverpool-Wolves over 3.5 to lay. So laying that, looking to back it and play for a 30% profit there. If a goal goes in at Brighton, the atmosphere at Anfield is going to deflate. You know, if City score it, and Wolves are no mugs. Wolves have proven themselves in the Premier League this season. It'll be a decent outfit, seventh in the league. Not going to go there and lie down. So the over 3.5, I couldn't be backing that at 2.6. I'd have to be a lay to backer at 2.64. It's just the wrong price for me. And in Poland at 2 o'clock... it is the, bear with me, it's the flipping names again on these teams. It is Legia Warsaw versus Pogon, what is that, SZCZ, Szczecin. Legia Warsaw versus Pogon Szczecin. sorry. First half goals. If it gets to 0-0 25 minutes in, I will be laying under 0.5 first half goals. Legia Warsaw Pogoń Szczecin. Yeah, 25 minutes, drip laying through to 40 minutes, under 0.5 first half goals if it is 0-0. No place horses. There's a couple of jumps meetings today. You lot, you're a funny old breed, aren't you? I've done a couple of the seminars. Obviously, had some of you in the room. You stand there and talk all day. This week, I've just gone about setting it up, then setting up how it's going to work. And the first thing was getting Dropbox sorted for people and sharing files. And I've had an email this morning about somebody who lost money yesterday. I haven't even mentioned the betting. We're not going to start till August the 1st. Cannot fucking help themselves. And I say in the room that people won't be doing this in a year's time or 2 years' time because they haven't got the discipline or the patience or anything about them to do it. I'm not sure some of this lot are going to make August the 1st. I find it staggering. I am lost for words at how punting psychology works, but it's like the people who follow Twitter tipsters, you know, they go on Twitter, bloke posts a tip, they post it, bet it. What are you trying to achieve? I don't even know what you're trying to achieve. You're trying to win a tenner? Are you that desperate for a tenner? I just don't get it. Unless you're following the guy every bet he makes, and then you know he's got positive EV and you're getting every bet he has. I don't know what it is you're trying to achieve. Following it, I've been guilty of posting stuff on Twitter, and I stopped doing it because I wasn't posting everything, and people weren't using it how I use it. So it was a pointless exercise. I sort of bow, can you post some first half goal stuff, this, that, and the other? But it becomes a pointless exercise. And I just find this sort of stuff staggering. And as I say, this week, all I've done is set up Dropbox for people. That is the only thing I've done. I've not even mentioned betting. I've just set up Dropbox and highlighted the files I use, what I look at. And people are off betting it without a fucking clue of what's going on, staking, how to do it, what to do. I don't get the game. I honestly don't know where I go from here with some people because it's almost impossible. It's mind-numbing. I'm absolutely lost for words, but I am going to go out and enjoy myself today. There'll be a carnival atmosphere at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I'm heading up there. All I can say is, and it's football banter, don't get upset and take it personally. I'm hoping that it's a thoroughly miserable day on Merseyside all round. That's it. I hope the clock is still ticking come 5 o'clock this evening. And if it's not, I've just got to suck it up and move on. But have a wonderful Sunday. It's beautifully sunny. Enjoy yourselves, and I'll be back tomorrow morning.